We're up to the Rashi of Pasuk Yud Zayin.
Who's learning Rashi? What does Almana mean? So he says Almana
money.
Whose husband loves her very much. This is what he gets. He says Rashi says Almana Isha Shemeis Bala Aleha.
Isha Shemeis
Bala Aleha.
Bala Aleha. Wow, very interesting. Interesting. Right. Put a modern twist to that expression. Very interesting. Pasuk Yizayin, Ki Semar Belov Charav Magom Elim Meni, Eichu Chalo Harisham. If you're going to say in your heart, the nations are very great, how will I be able to overcome, Eichu Uchal, how will I be able, Lohorisham to, it's a very strange word, Lohorisham to, what does that word mean? Lohorisham. Yerusha to I don't even know what it means. I never even thought about it. Yerusha means to inherit. How will I be able to inherit? What?
When you get a Yerusha, you survive.
So here it means, how will I be able, Lahorisham, to inherit them? We're not their heirs. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yizayin says, Ki sem belovcha, al karcha chaloshan dilmahu. The word ki here is not your typical key. What does key mean there? There are many translations for the word key. It all depends on the context. In this interpretation, Rashi says, al karchach, you have no choice but to say that the word lashon dilmahu, key means maybe. Maybe. There's no guarantee. Shema tambalavcha, you may say in your heart, mibnei shehem rabim, because there are many, I will not be able to drive them out. Does anyone have in front of them an English translation of the word Lahorisham? I'm curious to see how they translate the word Lahorisham. I'm not going to be able to Lahorisham to, let's say just now, to drive them out because they're numerous. Al Toymar came, do not say so. Loy Tiravim, do not be afraid of them. Velo Yitochil, period. You cannot possibly translate the word, the other possibilities for the word ki, which means when. Ordinarily we say ki means when. Let's work with that ki. Shayipol alav shuv loytir bihem, because if you're going to say means when, how could you then say that you're going to be afraid? Ki soymar bilvavcha rabim hagoyim wa'ile eicho uchal lehoyrisham. The expression, how will I be able to conquer them, to possess the land, to drive them out, connotes fear. Eicho, how will I be able to accomplish this task? If the word ki means when, it's a guarantee. Why not? Why is Rashi telling us that this is a fact? Rashi here is making a very powerful assumption. He's telling us that if you're going to translate the word ki to mean when you will say in your heart, Rabim ha-goyim, when it will be that you will see in front of you many nations, and you will definitely say in your heart, wow, there are so many nations, Eicha, they're more numerous than I. Eicha uchal lahorisham, you'll be filled with fear. What's the problem? It's a fact. It's a reality. When a person sees something terrifying, you're afraid. What does Rashi really here mean to say? Let's read the words of Rashi one more time. Rashi again says, one more time from the beginning. Al karchach l'shoin dilmahu. When it says the word ki can mean many different things. In our example, let's just look at two possibilities. When versus if. If is, there's a possibility. Maybe yes, maybe not. Dilma, maybe. It has to be. Al karchach, you do not have a choice. It must be, the word ki over here means if, possibility. Shema toymar bilvavcha, mibnei shehem rabim lo uchal lehoyrisham, I will not be able to drive them out. Al-Tarmakim, don't say so. Loitira mehem. The pasuk goes on to say, Do not be afraid. That's the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudches says, Loi sira mehem. V'lo yitochin lefarsho bi'echam mishon l'shon shel ki. Because if you're going to say when you will say this, then it's not possible for pasuk Yudches to say as a given sheyipol olav, meaning that the continuation of the psukim, the natural sequence will be shuv loy tira mehem. Okay, so this is a very difficult Rashi, because why not? When you will see that the nations of Eretz Yisrael are more numerous than Klal Yisrael, you will automatically come to the conclusion that you will not be able to overcome them. And the pasuk says, no, don't be afraid. What's wrong with that pshat? Why does Rashi have to say al korchach? So let's go take a look over here at the Bible. The Bible over here is this sefer called Rashi Kipshuta. This is an extremely popular sefer on Rashi. Extremely popular. They sell out. It's like the perfect bar mitzvah present. And here he discusses all of these issues. And I'm turning to the pasuk. The pasuk says Ki Sama Pasuk Yedzayin, and I'm reading over here what it says. Okay, he says over here, Al Velo Yitochein Leforshoi Achas Mishor Leshoinos Ki Oifan Shivlov Loi Sira Mehem. And guess what? Guess what? He doesn't have any comment. Would you believe that? What a letdown. Let's go to the Targum. Let's go to the Targum. Maybe the Targum will clarify this. Pasuk Yitzayim, the Targum, Arei. Arei means when. The Targum disagrees with Rashi. Arei means when. When it will happen. The Targum doesn't say, it has to mean al korchach. You have no choice. The word ki means if. The Targum says, I do have a choice. Are means when. Tamar, you'll say, bili boch, when you will say in your heart, sagi in am mayaho ilein mini. These nations are more mighty. Sagi in means more mighty than me. Echdein, like echa, how? Ikoil, will I be able, lisara chushoin, to inherit them? So let's take a look over here. So the Targum had no problem. So the problem over here is with Rashi. Now here, on the bottom of this page, he explains as follows. Okay, give me one second. Okay, so what he seems to be saying over here is an idea, a very fascinating idea. Now, by the way, he explains to us the word, by the way, goes backwards. Lesora chusoin means, does not mean to inherit. I thought the word lehoi rishon comes from the word inheritance. Maybe it does. The Targum's word, lisara chusoin, is the translation of the word gerushin. A divorce document. One of the three translations of a divorce document is a get tarichun, a document of driving out, gerushin, to drive out. There are three translations of the word get. The Targum Unkelis, the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, and the Targum Yerushalmi. And in a get, all three words are used. Does not say the word get. The Nusach of a get says the man gives to the woman this document, which is, I don't remember what it says there, Musach de Gitin. There are three words. The three words are the three words of the three major Targumim. Unkelis, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, and Targum Yerushalmi. And the word for get, according to Targum Unkelis, is Torah Husoin. Same exact word. It's a sefer of divorce. So the translation of the word Lehoi Risha means to drive them out. Certainly, if you look at the Mepharshim, you'll probably find many other translations of the word of Sarichon, you'll probably find the word of Yerusha, but right now we'll be satisfied with this because Rash does not differ. The more interesting thing over here is the word Ki. And he explains here on the bottom what's going on over here. Ki, if Ki means when, this is a very powerful idea. When it says something in the Torah, how do you understand statements made in the Torah? In general, it's like a general principle. Everything that it says in the Torah, is it a mitzvah? Or the Torah sometimes gives you good advice? It's like a fundamental question. When the Torah writes something, does this mean it's automatically a commandment? You have to do it? Or no? The Torah is just, giving you good advice. Not everything that was written in the Torah was meant that you should fulfill. I'll give you a classic example. I wanted to talk about this. We didn't get a chance to talk in the morning. Is Birchas HaMazon. Is a person mechuyev every day or occasionally to eat bread for the purpose of having an opportunity to recite Birchas HaMazon? V'yochalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha la'aretz ha'tov asher nasan lach. Now, if you want to be from the school of thought that everything that it says in the Torah is automatically an obligation, so the Torah is telling you, as much as humanly possible, eat, be satisfied, and bench. Put yourself in the situation as often as possible to be mekayim the mitzvah of uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha. What about dieting? What are you going to do about dieting? How are you going to handle that? That's not the Torah's problem. That's your problem, not to gain too much weight. I remember this going around, this really horrified me. There was a very famous inspirational speaker that was promoting with intensity that on Erev Yom Kippur, if you want to get married, they say today's Tuba of, today you know all the segulas for Shaduchim, this inspirational speaker was saying that the ultimate segula, the Yisem Li Segula, nation of Segula, is to get married in the coming year, is on Erev Yom Kippurim to bench 7 times. And this person claimed that he has never met a boy and a girl who wanted to get married and did this Segula and did not succeed in getting married that coming year. What a statement to make. I mean, come on. I'm listening to this. And I'm saying to myself, this guy's nuts. This guy is totally off the wall. And he was saying it with such an intensity. And like his life depended on it. He was telling, you want to get married? This is what you got to do. Erev Yom Kippur, eat 7 meals. And he started describing how to do it. At night, you do it twice during the day. And each meal, eat a small amount. Just eat a kazayas. Eat a half a slice of bread. A half a slice of bread at each of these. So that means how many slices of bread? It's not all that much. And you bench 7 times. You mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon 7 times. Guaranteed. He guarantees his life he'll get married this year. So this is totally nuts. Totally off the wall. But what am I trying to illustrate? It says in the pasuk, "V'yachalta v'savatu v'irachta." Does that mean the Torah tells you you should put yourself in a matzav of where you must eat so that you will have an opportunity to bench? Shechita is the mitzvah of shechita. You must slaughter an animal, and in order to mekayim the mitzvah, what will you do with the meat afterwards? It's irrelevant if you can eat the meat or not. You have to seek out an opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah of shechita. Many mitzvahs are like that. But even things that are not mitzvahs, even if they're not mitzvahs, if the Torah says it, does that automatically mean you should do it? So here is the issue. If the Rashi means to say as follows, This is the proof. This is the answer to our question. Ki soimar bilvavcha. But the problem is the way he answers Rashi doesn't really fit into what Rashi himself says. Rashi says, if you're going to take the word ki to mean a fact, a statement, this is when it will be, soimar bilvavcha, that basically means to say, you should put yourself in a situation where you will be afraid. And then, you have to recognize lo yisira mehem. And Rashi, you have to be a little bit creative in Rashi. Rashi says that cannot possibly be. It cannot possibly be that the Torah demands of a person that he should go out and seek to put himself in a situation where he's terrified. And then, after he's terrified, he should control his emotions and recognize lo yisira mehem. Don't be afraid of them. I'm going to save you. Rashi says that is not a Torah hashkafa. Rashi doesn't prove it. He doesn't prove such a thing. But Rashi seems to say that Rashi says it cannot possibly be. Ki soimar, when you will say bilvavcha in your heart, rabim hagoyim ho'ele mimeni. Why does Rashi, when you will say, now if the Torah says when you will say, if you follow this school of thought, then every single thing that it says in the Torah is an instruction to do it. Now, obviously, there are certain things which are mitzvahs. You don't have a choice. And there are certain things that are not, they're not obligations to do every single day or a mitzvah mamish. But if the Torah says it, try to do it. It's not a good thing. If a person can every single day eat a piece of bread and not gain 50 pounds, you know, it's a good thing to do. It really is a good thing to do to be able to recite Birchas Hamazon. You should put yourself in that situation as often as possible, within reason. And the achalta v'savata uveirachta. It really is a good thing to do. When it comes to shechita, you know, it really is a good thing to do to be able to have an opportunity to do a ma'aseh shechita. Are you obligated? No. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Different terminology. You don't have it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, you have a chiyuv to do it, it's a kiyumis. If you do it, you do it. You do it. Tzitzis. Do you have an obligation every single day to wear tzitzis? No, you don't. The obligation is only if you're wearing a garment that has four corners, then you have an obligation to put on that garment tzitzis. But if you choose to live your entire life and never ever put on your body a garment that has four corners, then enochinami, you have no obligation to mekayim the mitzvah. However, Chazal tell us, don't do that. You put yourself in a situation where you're wearing a garment of four corners, so that now you have an opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. The same way the Chazal went so far by tzitz to tell a person, go seek an opportunity to do that, they did the same exact thing when it comes to every single pasuk in the Torah. And therefore Rashi says, if it says here the word ki, soimar bilvavcha, if you're going to tell me that ki means when, it doesn't just mean when. It means pick yourself up, get out of your comfort zone, join the army, and go out into the field, and see the enemy eye to eye, and put yourself in a state of terror. And then, when you reach that matzav, now I want you to meditate on the pasuk, lo yisira mehem. Rashi says that's ridiculous. It's not impossible. It's impossible the Ribbono Shel Olam should want a person to put himself in a state of danger, in pachad, to be emotionally challenged, and then, lo yisira mehem. But Rashi, here's the important point. But Rashi agrees. This is the delicate point. I want to say the difference between Rashi and Unkelus. It's a philosophy in the entire understanding of Chumash. Rashi holds, though, that whatever it says in the Torah, you should do your utmost to fulfill. It may not be a mitzvah deraisa, so you have no obligation. I don't have to wear tzitzis. I don't have the tzitzis. I need to have that four corners. But if the Torah presents a mitzvah of tzitzis, it's your duty to go fashion for yourself a garment that has four corners, so that you're chayiv in tzitzis to mekayim the mitzvah. You don't like meat? That's too bad for you. It's your duty to go and learn how to do a ma'isa shechita, even though you have no obligation to slaughter, but because there's a mitzvah deraisa that when you want to eat meat, you're not allowed to eat them in a vela. You have to eat meat that was whose life was taken, animal's life was taken through shechita. You have no obligation, but if the Torah discusses this, put yourself in that situation where you're going to be eating meat through a ma'isa shechita. Now, problem though is, what about, let's say, yibum, and what about divorce? That you certainly you can't say. See, after, yeah, even according to Rashi, even according to those people who learn that everything that says in the Torah, yeah, that the Torah is telling you try to accomplish it, it can't possibly be that it applies to every single case, because there are certain things which obviously are not something which anyone in their right mind would want. So now look at Rashi. Rashi is from the school of thought that if the Torah tells you something, that automatically means try to do it. Therefore, if the Torah says now ki soimar bilvavcha, when you will say in your heart, Rabim hagoyim ho'ele mimeni, that means put yourself in a situation where you will say in your heart, look at that, look at our enemies, we're finished, we're toast. Echo chali laharisham, do it. And then remember, lo yisira mehem. And Rashi says, that's ridiculous. That is totally absurd. Torah doesn't want you to do that. Therefore, when it says ki, it must means if. The Torah is explicitly telling you, don't do it. Don't. In the event that chas v'sholem, it happens, and you're overwhelmed against your will, the enemies come to you, you happen to see things that are very unpleasant, then you should know the backup plan, lo yisira mehem. Onkelis disagrees with Rashi how to live, how to look at the Torah. Onkelis holds that just because the Torah says something, that doesn't mean you should seek out that mitzvah. The Torah, when it wants you to do something, it tells you to do it. If it doesn't explicitly tell you to do it, then don't do it. It's not the Torah. Whoever told you to do it. If the Torah wants you to do it, it'll let you know. It'll tap you on the back and say, you better do it. On the other hand, the Torah does present many, many situations, many ideas, many mitzvahs that are there for situations that come your way, that you did not initiate, it just came upon you. There, if you take that philosophy in learning the Torah, then there's no difficulty in translating the word ki as when. When it happens, it doesn't mean if it will happen. It means when it happens. When also is an if. Ki sarma bilvavcha, when it happens, that you come into the enemy territory and you see that there are rabim hagoyim ho'ele mimeni, e'echochal lahorisham. When this event happens, will it happen? When it happens, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. When such an event happens, this is how you deal with it. Because so maybe I should create the situation that it should happen. Oh, that's Onkelis. Onkelis doesn't hold. That's how you look at a pasuk in the Torah. Just because it says in the Torah, Ki Seymar Belvavcha Rabim Hagoyim Ha'ile Mimeni, it doesn't mean you should go out to the front lines and terrify yourself in order now to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Araisa L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Bichu Lo Yisira Mehem Zohar Tiskar Eisa She'osa Hashem Lech L'Faro L'Chol Mitzrayim. Ridiculous! Who told you to do that? So since you have no obligation, so now when it says kisemar, it means when this happens. When means automatically if it will happen. But I'm not telling you to do this. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says that if the Torah tells you loy sira mehem, this is an opportunity. So if the word ki means when it happens, you better make sure that it happens. Every single day you should terrorize yourself to put yourself in the situation to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa loy sira mehem. And Rashi says, what? No way. No way would the Torah, would the Ribbono Shel Olam tell a human, Klal Yisrael, they should put themselves in that situation to be terrified and say, lo sira. That's ridiculous. Therefore, al korchoch, I have no choice but to say that when it says the word ki, it doesn't mean when, it means if. If it will ever happen such a thing. Oh, once it says if, okay, then obviously Hashem is not telling you to do this. Okay, we're trying over here to make mechadesh a difference between, and this chiluk, and I'm telling you, of how you look at the pasuk in Torah, that's not original. That's established. That's established. A general principle. Things that are written in the Torah how far should you go? I remember many years ago, I'm sure they still exist, this organization, where they sell you in Eretz Yisrael, they want from you, I think $100. They want $100, and it's good for the people, they make a parnasa, what's wrong? Amcha Yisrael Tshichim Parnasa. They sell you a piece of land. A little teeny piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. And what do they do in that piece of land? They plant grain. And they plant, I don't know, whatever they plant. And then in the Shemitah cycle, they give Truma. And they give Meiser. And the third year they give my, the first year is Meiser Sheni. And the first year and the third year Meiser Onin. Obviously the Meisers have to be destroyed because the Truma cannot be eaten today by the Kohanim because they're Tameim. But there's a mitzvah, the Oreis of Afroshas Truma. So this way, give these people a few $100. They're gonna give you a teeny little square foot of land in Eretz Yisrael, which they're gonna plant and so for all the people who are part of this group, and they're gonna make money, good for them, they're entitled to make a parnasa, they're gonna make money, and they're gonna take care of the land for 7 years. I know someone who did this, I can tell you the name of the person, I know he did it. And he was so excited about this, that they're gonna do all the mitzvahs, truma, and then in Shemitah, they let a lie fallow. This way, you mekayim the mitzvahs deraisa shalom b'zman hazeh deraisa midrabanim, but at least midrabanim b'zman hazeh of truma ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni ma'aser ani, and in shmiti you let a lie fallow, and also they mekayim peyah leket shikha and peyah. All of the mitzvahs of the whole Mesedah Zeroyim. Very nice. And how much did they want? They didn't want a lot of money. It was a small amount of money. Whatever. A few $100, whatever it was. $300-$400 for 7 years? You get to mekayim all these mitzvahs? And my friend, he was thrilled. Thrilled. I, on the other hand, well, I didn't have the money. I said to myself, maybe I'm no gebedover because I don't have the money. I'm no gebedover. I said to myself, really? I agree with you. It's a very nice thing. Truma, Meiser, Leket, Shikha, Peya. But really? Is this what Hashem really wants? Is this really Torah? Torah is, if you have a field, you're making a parnasa, you're a farmer, you mafis Truma, and Meiser, and Lecha, Shikha, and Peya. The Torah really wants us in America? We're sitting here in America, we should go buy a little piece of land so that technically speaking, we're mekayim these mitzvahs? I found it very strange. And I still find it very strange. What's the difference between my attitude and my friend's attitude? My friend has an attitude is, if the Torah says there's such a mitzvah, even though from our situation, in America. It's totally ridiculous. It's ridiculous. No one, the Kohen's not even getting the Truma. The Levi's not getting the Truma because they're Tanaim. It's going in the garbage. The whole thing is totally ridiculous. Doesn't make one bit of sense. But yet, it's a mitzvah. And why not? Why not have the experience? You can tell your children what you're doing. It's an experience. So what's so terrible? And he went and he looked to seek out. It says it in the Torah. He has no obligation to do this. But the Torah presents it. It's an opportunity. Seek it out. And it's not just to seek it out. The hashkafa that he's coming from is this indeed is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to create even bizarre opportunities to mekayim these type of mitzvahs. And I'm a lazy guy. And I said to myself, it's ridiculous. Totally crazy. This is not what Hashem wants. What's the chilik between me and him? I'm trying to read in to Rashi and Unkelus the chilik between Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi says something that really doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, ki sama bilvavcha, the word ki, al korchoch. It has to be if. Because if you're going to tell me ki means when, it doesn't make any sense. It goes on to say, lo sira mehem. What? What's wrong with that? In fact, that's exactly what Unkelus says. Unkelus says, aray. Aray means when. Unkelus didn't have any problem. So what's going on over here? Unkelus is learning, my attitude is Unkelus. Just because the Torah says something, it doesn't mean you should do somersaults to do what it says. If it's relevant for you, do it. If there's a mitzvah, if you have an the Torah spells out an explicit obligation, do it. If it's relevant, do it. But if there's no explicit obligation in your situation, it's not relevant, who told you to do this? Whoever told you. So therefore, when it says in the pasuk, ki soimar bilvavcha, it means when. When you will say in your heart, doesn't mean you have to do it. When this happens. When will it happen? Well, if you go out into the war zone and you see what you're facing, then it's going to happen. Will it happen to you? Depends. When it will happen, it will happen. If it happens, yeah, not. When it happens, then I have over here the antidote, emuno lo sira mehem. No problem. Rashi learns like my friend. Rashi was like my friend. You have an opportunity to buy a little teeny piece of land for $300 for the next 7 years, and we will kaim of who knows how many mitzvahs. Leket, shichu, peyot, truma, maisa, maisa oni, and shmita, you'll let the land lie fallow. If the Torah says something, even though it's totally irrelevant for you, and you have no obligation, run after it. Chase after the opportunity. Therefore, Rashi says, if you're going to tell me the word ki means when, you know what's going to happen? All of these guys in yeshiva who take it very seriously, they're going to run out into the war zone to see all the nations are ready to kill them. And they're going to be terrified. And then they're going to say, lo yisira mehem. And Rashi says, no way. This is not a way to live. Therefore, yeah.
Expand on it.
On what? On what?
Perhaps.
Rashi, you see that Rashi, the art scroll here has taken the translation of Rashi, not the translation of Unkelus, as they write in their introduction. But I told you many times, they break their rule more often than not. More often than not, they break their rule, and I bet you it is an accident. I bet you, like, v'hoya ekev tishmu'un. I can't believe they broke their rule. Ekev tishmu'un. They didn't want to translate. Like it says in Rashi, translate like the Targum. But in this case, they were faithful to Rashi. If I wonder what it says in the other translations, in the old-fashioned translations, in the King James edition, the King James edition is probably like Uncalus. All the translations from time immemorial were all Uncalus. They didn't even look in Rashi. The translators probably didn't even look at Rashi. They looked in Uncalus for the translation, and that's why article was novel in their approach to translating the pasuk. And they got into trouble. Because when they try to translate the pasuk like Rashi, sometimes the pasuk, it doesn't translate well. It really doesn't do it justice. The translation, their whole motto is clarity, elucidation with clarity. And when they start translating a pasuk like Rashi, you get confused very often. In any event, this is our idea for today. To show that there's a machlokes Rashi and Uncalus as to the fundamental approach to the study of the Torah. To what degree does a person go to seek out opportunities? Another very classic example you find today, and you find people who disagree with it about this, is Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKain, Kan Tzipor, Shiluach HaKain, Shiluach HaKain. Ki yikore kan tzipor. The same word ki. Ki when. When you will happen to come and meet upon a bird. So it's the same machlokes. Do people go out and seek bizarre opportunities to just by chance come across a bird? People will pay big money. People that make a parnasa from this. It could very well be the biggest schus is to give someone a parnasa. So very nice. You give a bakavlik a parnasa. He creates situations, or he knows of situations where you'll find the bird, and it'll help you do it. Is that really the Torah way to go out and pay somebody money in order to create the situation, in order to show you how it will happen to you that it will be yikore? It's like the Sea of Ashas. The Sea of Ashas, the first time they had a Sea, no, and where was it? Whatever it was, Madison Square Garden. It was shocking. They finished the Sea. It was a shock. And all of a sudden, everyone got up and started dancing. Spontaneous dancing. It threw the whole thing off schedule. They were on a clock, satellite, a clock, schedule all over the world. People were logging in. Everything was down, was choreographed to the second. And they say, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. And the audience, spontaneously, they get up and they start dancing in the aisles, and it went on for 10, 15 minutes. They couldn't do anything. It was unreal. So it was so beautiful. By the next Sea of Ashas, they put on the schedule, at this time, there will be spontaneous dancing. After, we will then have spontaneous... How could you... They didn't write it on the thing, but that was the joke. The big joke was, we will then have spontaneous dance. Ridiculous! Ridiculous, right? But that's really what Ki Kare Kan Tzipor. People, they're creating situations to find the Kan Tzipor. Excuse me, it says ki yikore, two words. Ki means if, and yikore means a chance. Well, obviously, not everyone agrees that's what it means. It means ki means when. And there's a school of thought that if the Torah tells you about something called spontaneous, then you should create situations where there'll be spontaneous dancing. You should create those situations. That is a hashgafic approach to the Torah. I'm trying to suggest, this is the machlekes in Rashi and the Uncalus, how to live a Torah life. Should you go give someone $300 to have a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, so you'll be mekayim, you do nothing, you sit home, you do nothing. You sit home, you don't even know what's going on. Oh, they'll be mekayim for you, truma, mais, lecha, shechel, peya, shmita. I think my friend was just going wild over this. He couldn't get over this. And I'm thinking to myself, you're nuts, you're mamish nuts. Who's nuts? Maybe I'm nuts.
He probably thinks I'm, I didn't say a word to him. I just listened. Yeah, yeah, very nice, very nice, very nice. Wow. So maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. I don't know. To each his own. Everyone has a different feel for creating situations where you mekayim mitzvahs. And that appears to be what's going on here in Rashi and Unklas. All right, let's now go to Pasuk Yud Ches, Chai. Chai, Yiteno, wow, it's already 8 o'clock, Gevald, I can't imagine I said so long. Let's just read the Pasuk at least. Okay, let's read the Pasuk at least. Loi, because it's part of the same theme. Loi, Sira, Mehem, do not be afraid of the Goyim Rabim. Zohar, Tiska, you shall certainly remember, Lobo Loshen. Eis, Asher Osa, Hashem, Elokecha, Lefaroi, Ulechol Mitzrayim. Rashi, Loi, Sitchal, Menhoin, Idkara, Tidkar, two words, same thing, you shall certainly remember, yos, that, the avad, Hashem elokach lefaroi, ulechol mitzroei. Okay, now, here, he says over here, doesn't really say very much. Let's just do one more pasuk very quickly. Pasuk yutes, hamasois hagdelois hasherou reidecha, the masois. What are the masois? Rashi says something very important. The nis yoinois. The tes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a chiddush, because some will tell you that mas means, it means, that's the machlokes in Rashi and the Targum, what this word means. Rashi says masois means nis yoinois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He tested us. Look at the Targum, Pasuk Yutes. Nisen, miracles. It's a very big difference. A very big difference if you want to translate the word Masois HaGedolos means miracles, like the Targum. You look at an English translation. What do they translate? The great miracles? Or does it mean the Nis Yoinois? A Nisoyoin means a challenge. In the desert, we were challenged. What was the challenge? There's no money in the bank. There's no pension fund. There is nothing to rely upon. All you have is the shirt on your back and the shoes you're wearing. How are you going to survive? Miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he provided our needs for 40 years. But every single day when you wake up in the morning, it's a challenge. It's a nisoyon. Next. Hamasis hagidelois asharu inecha, veho isois, vehamoifs magir hazaka, vehazra netuya shahoitia hashemachem, kerkin yasesh mechel holhame, masheratayam in him, rashi veho isois, kigoin, vahihil nochosh, vehoyu ladom baya boshes. Now he's learning over here is, the oisois is Moshe Rabbeinu, he came to Klal Yisrael and he did miracles for them. He went and he turned the Nochosh into, that was an ois that Hashem sent him. V'amoyfsim ha-makos ha-mufla-ois, the wondrous makos. That's called the moyfsim. The moyfsim Rashi learns means the makos. V'yer ha-chazoka ze ha-dever. Wow. We're singling out one of the 10 makos, the yod ha-chazoka. Dever is a plague. The sudden death. Animals die just like that. A dever. Rashi is a very fundamental Rashi, where Rashi over here goes out on a limb and says chidushim, unbelievable chidushim, which why did Rashi say this? Rashi could have said anything he wanted here. He could have said any drush that he wanted, and he's like this. Let's do the Targum. We're going to stop. Just very quick what it says in the Targum. Nisin Rav Rivan. Doesn't say nisyonos, miracles. Da chazo'o einech, ve osyo oisois, doesn't tell us what they were, the oisois. Rashi told us the oisois were the nochosh, turning into a stick. And umoifsaya, doesn't tell us what they are. Rashi told us that the moifsim were all the makos. Vida takifta, Rashi told us this refers to the dever. Targum just translates the words, the mighty ad. Udera'ah mi ramama. Udera'ah means the outstretched arm. Okay, the udera means the arm, the upper part of the arm. Mi ramama.
that was outstretched, the Abkoch Hashem, which Hashem took you out, Elokoch, Ken Yaver Hashem Elokoch, Lechol Amayu De'at Ochel Min Kodemion, Hashem will do to all the nations which you are afraid of. Okay, we're going to stop here. Rabbi Yisrael, thank you very much for joining me. Have a wonderful night. Be well. All the best. See you in Mirchem tomorrow.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good night. Be well, everyone. Mayor, you're not going to go to the barbecue? Mayor, my block is lined up with cars.
Was it 4 o'clock? What time was it?
The whole block is lined up, double parked down the whole street.
I don't believe it.
Yep. I went outside, you know, I met outside, I met Pinchas Wallerstein. He was standing outside there. I couldn't believe he was walking there.
He makes a shindig. Could be that all the people in the city decided. I didn't get the invitation till 4:10.
So you got it. So why don't you go? Good food. Also you can smell steak.
I just ate.
It smells steak. The whole block smells from steak. And it's double, they're double parked. The whole block is double parked from beginning to end. He does this every single year. This is like a big event. Every year he does this.
But why didn't he announce it beforehand?
Oh, obviously everyone knows about it. Everyone went, everyone knows about it. If the block is double parked from beginning to end, obviously everyone seems to know about it. There's no trouble getting people to come. For some good food.
Alright, how did it go last night?
Last night was, the event was the 10,000 people, Shaduchim, what's it called? Remember that couple that passed away, were killed in a car accident?
Yeah, and the 5,000, the young couple.
Yeah, I went to the Levaya. Bender was very good, yeah, so they had
10,000 people looked at it?
No, very schwach, we had,
Bubkus. Didn't see any publicity for it. Tamara,
I know. It was nothing. It was very schwach, very poor. Very poor showing online. Very, very poor.
That shows you. They didn't do any...
If you don't mark it, it's not going to happen.
Come say hello to Rabbi Fry.
What did you say? Hello. I'm not punished.
No punishment. There is no punishment. There is A Kev is over. We're going to Re'e. No, there's no punishment. There is no punishment.
We're telling you, know.
We skipped all that stuff. We skipped all that stuff.
I made a mistake. I was wearing tefillin, and I was saying, Shema. And then she wanted something, so I bent over, and I was mumbling Shema. And she got hysterical, because she heard me when I was mumbling.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah. I mean, I have to get used to it. Yeah.
They were very good. You will really like them. They were really, really powerful. It's a shame no one came to watch.
Who's
Fishel Schachter and Rabbi Eisen. Eisen was really tough. Eisen is a very tough guy. Yosef Eisen.
Oh, the Bashir guy.
So,
he's from the five towns.
Kashrus. He lives here.
Was held blind?
Yeah. So they asked questions about Shaduchim. They asked questions. And he really lashed. He had no rachmanis in the boys. It was one-sided. I was very busy the whole time. I didn't have time to laugh. I was very busy.
You didn't have time to listen either, huh?
I listened. I heard everything he said.
So tell me something. There were no interesting girls there?
Yeah, the girl who arranged the whole thing. She was interesting.
So, she's married?
She's a young girl. She's in her 20s.
What?
She's a young girl. She's in her 20s.
What do you mean? How young could she be?
She's in her 20s. Yeah, I was schmoozing with her the whole time. I was flirting with her the whole night.
Maybe she has friends.
I was flirting with her the whole night.
So then continue. Then, you don't lose by continuing.
She texted me already today. She already texted me.
Now, worst comes to worst, she'll say you're a pervert and hang up on you.
She already texted me today, Mayor. She already texted me. You want to see what she wrote to me? You want to see what she wrote to me?
I'm going to make you bench 7 times. It's a segula. You should suffer for seven shmitas.
Eisen was really, really tough. Woo! So was Schechter. Also, he was tough.
Schechter was good?
They were both great. It was a panel. The person.
Everyone was live?
Yeah. There was no audience. It was just.
So how many cameras?
One camera. I went back and forth on that. You can go watch it now. You want me to send you the link? I'll send you the link.
Why didn't they put in two or three cameras with a cut?
What? What do you need two or three cameras for? It's complicated enough. For 150 people, I need to have three cameras? Come on. There's plenty of work for with one camera.
At least you have two cameras. One that's one camera that's a global of the whole panel, and one that goes in on this.
You don't need two cameras. You don't need a ridiculous cell. So you want the link? You want me to send you the link?
Huh?
I'll send you the link. You listen to... Nah, you're not gonna like. It's for little kids. My takeaway is, it's like for 20-year-olds.
All right, they don't know what they're doing anyway.
It was good. It was a very nice thing. They didn't market it. They didn't market it, so no one really came. Yeah.
You know what the message of a Tubav really is?
Get married.
That even if she's a dried up piece of wood.
Ooh. Ooh, that's really nasty. Ooh.
You see, I showed Adasa yesterday. You heard what they invented? This is going to go crazy. They developed a nano robot. You listening?
I'm listening.
That goes into the sperm, that goes into the women and picks up a weak sperm and takes it into the egg.
Fantastic.
And you actually see the
unbelievable. Fantastic.
It comes behind the sperm. It picks it in and flies to the egg and puts it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, and it solves a lot of problems. Yeah.
It's a big bracha, that's for sure.
But you know what that is? What bracha that is? It's a bad
unreal. Unreal. How do they do that? Unreal. Unbelievable.
I hope it's the real thing. Unbelievable.
Amazing. Not so fast. I'm sure he has plenty of business. Hashem has plenty of business, don't worry. Unbelievable. Wow. Tremendous bracha.
Just wait till the rabbi, I don't get involved and say they have to do that shgacha on their nano.
They probably already said the better organizations they claim they have ashgachas. Poor. It's so easy to make a mistake. I saw my own eyes. I was once in the laboratory there. The guy could do whatever he wants. Who's stopping him? You have a lab guy. He doesn't. What does he care? Mix up this, mix up that.
Yeah, you had that.
Who cares? You'll never know.
Black.
You'll never ever know. You'll never know. He has it in front of him. I saw my own eyes. He has it in front of him in the refrigerator there. Thousands of samples from all different, who all walks of life. And the name is.
It's like in the hospital, every time she gets a change in her medication, when they put up a new thing, the nurse has to call in one of the other
people. Right. Right, that's right. Make mistakes. There has to be, you have to check up. Absolutely.
I think it was the Salvation in Israel attacked the Rabbanim of Bnei Brak that they signed a Kol Kairish wear masks. And he said, just because whoever heard that the Rabbanim signed together with doctors,
that's right. What's the problem?
What?